A spokesman for the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Behruz Kamalvandi, says Tehran has prepared packages of measures to counter possible violation of the nuclear deal by the U.S.
If things are not going well, Iran is not hand-tied. We know how to deal with the matter. For instance, in level and size of the enrichment we can go above 3.67. We can start increasing the number of advanced centrifuges. In heavy water, we can increase the level and capacity. And we can go back again to redesign, to rebuild again the heavy water old reactor if we wish to do. So
Kamalvandi also said Tehran will take such measures if the U.S. chooses to create the worst possible situation. He noted Iran will remain committed to the nuclear deal, also known as the JCPOA, as long as the other sides of the deal meet their commitments. Kamalvandi said the packages of responses include technical and non-technical measures.
It could be divided to technical and, of course, other type of measures. Let's say, for instance, the transparency measures. Already we are voluntarily implementing the additional protocol. We can stop implementing additional protocol, for instance. So there are packages of mixed measures. It is not only technical.
He stressed Tehran will continue with its peaceful program throughout the JCPOA and will expand it after the deal's term expires. He also said all sides are obliged to respect the nuclear deal, which is the result of international negotiations. He added the U.S. cannot quit the deal easily as it would risk confronting the international community. Joining us live now from San Bernardino is Professor David Yakubian, who is a professor at CSU San Bernardino. Professor, thanks for joining us. Do you foresee the day where the United States may very well violate the deal?
This is still a possibility under this Trump administration, unfortunately. And so I believe the spokesman Kamalvandi's statements today regarding Iran's options and intent regarding the JCPOA were very important. I believe the most important thing to note about these statements regarding the various options from enrichment activities to heavy water to the additional protocols, that nowhere in his statements did he express the interest or agenda of Iran to develop any sort of nuclear weapons adjunct or non-civilian nuclear energy developments. And so I believe this is important to emphasize because as this has been portrayed, the dialogue back and forth in the American mainstream media, unfortunately, whereas the mainstream media in the United States is generally across the board very critical of Donald Trump's attempt to destroy the JCPOA, the argument that they repeatedly put forward is that, and this is a canard, this is a lie, this is something that has been put forward by Israeli and American officials repeatedly and has no basis in fact, but that should the JCPOA be violated by the Donald Trump administration or Iran determined to be out of compliance and the U.S. pulls out, that this will lead to an immediate rush by Iran to weaponize its program. And so, unfortunately, despite the very clear and pragmatic statements by Kamalvandi regarding Iran's intent with its legal civilian nuclear activities, this will be portrayed likely in the American mainstream media as another statement of potential escalation that might lead to an Iranian nuclear weapons program, again, something that has no basis in fact, contemporarily or historically, but that is nevertheless repeated ad nauseum by American political elites and their lapdog mainstream media.
All right, Professor, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you putting that all into context for us.